And going back now to NPR's Mara Liasson and Ron Elving, and also to Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center. And Mara, you know, a lot of people are trying to parse through these results tonight and figure out, you know, is this the end or the new beginning for Hillary Clinton? And how do we help people understand what's going on here?
Well, we don't know yet is the answer, because we don't know the results. But it is possible that we'll have a very muddled result, or not a clear result, and a result that will be open to interpretation, or, as we call it in politics, spin. And I think the Clinton campaign is ready to do that. And don't forget, the bar was laid down by her husband, much to the chagrin of a lot of Clinton's advisors, mm-hmm. when he said she has to win both of them. Well, they don't think so. They would like her to think that a win in one of them would be enough for her to keep on going. And I think what heartens the Clinton camp recently is that there seems to be some buyer's remorse beginning, kind of more press scrutiny of Barack Obama, a shift in the polls away from him after the Clinton attacks. So I think she wants to stick around, and I think she's going to obviously use whatever she gets tonight to be an argument for doing that. I think if she loses both of them, it's going to be almost impossible. But if she hangs on by her toenails, we're in for hand-to-hand combat and trench warfare all the way to Pennsylvania.
And Ron, there have been a lot of questions among Democrats of whether that's good for the party heading into the general election.
I think everyone would agree that it's better to settle on your nominee relatively early, maybe not in January, but by March or April, and get everyone together on the team and start working against the nominee of the other party, who is being determined tonight. We will know who the Republican nominee is tonight, and he's certainly moving into the mode of being the general election candidate. Tomorrow, we expect President Bush will appear with John McCain and give him his official endorsement and blessing. And that, of course, anoints him and gives him the mantle, and that's going to make him look increasingly presidential as the months roll on and as the Democrats are going at it like Punch and Judy.
Mm-hmm. Andy Kohut, as you've been looking more through these exit poll numbers coming out of Ohio, where polls have closed except for this one county that we mentioned, any other trends that you're seeing that are leading you in some direction?
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting is Ohio, we were supposed to see economic issues playing a great role, but the economy is so bad in Ohio, there's no variance. 78% say their family finances aren't going to be very good this year. So that's not what's really working here. But what's working is identity politics, and it's breaking in Hillary Clinton's favor. Among the 20% who say that race is a factor in their vote, they're voting for Clinton 57-43. With others, it's 50-50 break. Among the people, 17% who say that gender is a factor in their vote, they're voting 57-43 for Hillary Clinton over Obama. And for the others, they're breaking about evenly. Identity politics is playing an important role in Ohio.
Okay, Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center, also NPR's Mara Liasson and Ron Elving. And Robert, again, polls closing in Rhode Island in about 10 minutes and closing in the very west part of Texas, and caucuses underway there now.
And we'll have the news on All Things Considered.